So, Hare Krishna, I want to welcome all of you. I hope everything is going well for you in this Sangha Mela. I know it is a little cold for some, including myself, but perhaps we are all requiring a little bit this time where we are not so outgoing. I would like to give you a little tip how to observe such a Sangha Mela. We are often used in our programs, in our movement, to have just one thing after the other. And the reason for this is to have one presentation after the other, many of us are starving. We don't have so much devotee association as we would like to have throughout the year, and this is our one chance, so to say, to get a lot of inspiration. And that is good. Sometimes we do need to eat a big meal all at once because we are just so hungry. But there is also another consideration when you eat a meal, and that is you need to digest. during this Sangha Mela, I would encourage you to sometimes take time to be for yourself. Like yesterday, I saw a few ice bears amongst you. They were walking through the forest, and that is very much. I would like to give you a personal example. This morning I was faced with the decision, should I focus on chanting my rounds and do my daily meditation about Vrindavan, where I try to connect with Vrindavan, or should I go into the full temple room where there is a full kirtan? And I like kirtan, I like to dance also. Very much, actually, I like to dance. But sing for Krishna. But I thought, if I don't take the time now to chant focused rounds, there will not be so much opportunity that you are throughout the day. So I made this personal decision to stay back. Every one of you, please give space for yourself to do to actually stop and do make personal decisions like this, how you design your Sangha Mela experience. I only would like to encourage you, please be there for sure tomorrow, from the time I think we started 6 o'clock to 12 o'clock. We will have a 6-hour slot with kirtan and amazing presentations and so on, because we want to all be together and experience the strength which comes from Vaishnava Sangha as we go into the next year consciously. Good, I just wanted to make this a point to say this as a recommendation. Let us now start, please. Mm-hmm. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Gungiri Varadadi
Gopi Jana Vallabha
Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari
Gopi Jana Vallabha
Welcome. Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Prabhu Parajaya Prabhu Parajaya Prabhu Parachila Prabhu Parajaya
Prabhu
Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe Jaya Radha Madan Mohan. So I wish to welcome all of you affectionately for this presentation, just to keep you a little bit in tune or informed where we are. We are discussing this very important subject matter, finding your authentic path in Krishna consciousness. So yesterday in our presentation, I wanted to make it very clear that Krishna himself encouraged us twice in the Gita to find our Dharma and act on our Dharma. Dharma means the thing which cannot be separated from you. That's your authentic path, your personal life with all that it has. And I was making the point that to find one's Dharma, one has to act dharmically. One should cultivate three qualities of the mind. Let us see if we remember. The first was? Faith, yes, unshakable faith. You do need to have this. If you are full of doubts, you will always stay in a mediocre or ordinary life, never able to step out of the into your life. The next, dhriti, yes, determination. And the last, yeah, we should act, Mahaprabhu said, jiva daya, we should be kind to living beings. So by this, three things which are very easy, I like to always in these lectures give principles that are really, which we can really act upon. Then, my dear devotees, by doing this, the path will become clear, because Krishna becomes pleased and he is like the sun who will remove the fog in our lives. No? And then you will know. This was a little bit the essence of yesterday's presentation. Today we will actually go on, approach the subject from a different level. And today you might be shaken a little bit out of your comfort zone, which is good, so that we can see something new. But let us first continue this beautiful song which attracts Krishna. It is taken from the Gopi Gita. Remember the scene? The gopis had been called by Krishna. They were in the forest now, but Krishna had momentarily disappeared. They were trying to find him, but after being not so successful, they couldn't find him. They all assembled at the banks of the Yamuna. It is described in the Bhagavatam on the camphor-white banks of the Yamuna. The devotees who worked at this beautiful installation, they had this in mind. This is the banks of the Yamuna here. See, it's camphor-white and it's lit by the moonlight. Someone is there, Krishna Chandra, but he has not yet stepped out of the fog. He is not yet fully visible, only his beautiful form is there, but not his eyes and mouth and smile and sidelong glances, no. So they are singing, my dear Lord, please appear before us. So we will, they first say, show us your beautiful hand and place it on our head as a gesture of blessing. No? When a senior person blesses a young one, he will touch the head of that person. Prabhupada once did this to me. To me, and that is my good fortune. Then they say, show us your beautiful face. Then they say, actually, I will tell you as we sing along. So please, we were saying, we also were called by Krishna. That's why we became devotees. Some of you have been devotees perhaps in previous life and were born in devotee family, but just like the gopis, we are still searching for Krishna. Krishna has not yet shown us his beautiful face and blessed us, and that is why we sing this song. So please, I will one time sing the first two lines alone so that you get the melody, and then we will sing all together. Maybe I see our Manu has come. Manu, can you please come here where the kirtan is and play Kadals, because it was a two beat. Yeah, and you need to return them to me. They are my special Kadals. So. Virachita bayam Vrishniduyate Charanam Yusham Samsrita Bhayat. All of us. Virachita Bhayam Vrishniduyate We go up now. Kala Saroruham, please everyone. Kanta Kamada Shirasidena Shri Janati Han Virayoshita Vijayanasmaya Dvansaha. Please continue to sing Bajasake Baba. Please keep on singing. Pranata Dehina Krishna Bhagavan ki. So I just, it's a beautiful song. I will just give you a summary of it. So after telling Krishna, please don't neglect us, the gopis are a little bit encouraged. They feel, Krishna, your heart melts when you see your devotees calling after you, and you come before them. You know, this is the idea of kirtan. We call after Krishna. We address him. So they say, please place your hand on our heads and then show us your beautiful face. And then they asked something, please place your lotus feet on our hearts. And they say, your lotus feet, they are very powerful. They destroy the past sins of all embodied souls who surrender to them. No? Therefore, Prabhupada always encourages us to start our, when we take darshan, we look from the feet of the Lord upwards. And with the lotus feet of the Lord, we pray to take shelter there. And they continue like this, the gopis. You can read on your own time. I just want to want you to learn the melodies so that you can sing it if you feel attracted. These are a little bit more advanced subjects, and they can't be taught so easily if you are not yet attracted. But some of you are perhaps attracted. So I would like to open my class today with a verse by Srila Prabhupada. It's a verse in common by Srila Prabhupada, and I want to see if it's there. Yes. Can someone be so kind to find the book so that I can see it very easily? See, I have this problem that for distance I need this. But we will start already. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Everyone.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sijami tapasai vedam.
Sijami tapasai vedam.
Grasami tapasa punaha. Bibami tapasa vishvam.
Bibami tapasa vishvam.
Viryam me duscharam tapa.
Viryam me duscharam tapa.
Tejami tapasa vedam.
Tejami tapasa vedam.
Grasami tapasa
punaha.
Bibharmi tapasa vishvam.
Bibharmi tapasa vishvam.
Viyam me duscharam tapa.
Viyam me duscharam tapa.
Yes, can we have one Vaishnav? And
Rasami tapasa punaha. vimani tapasa vishvam. Viryame duscharam tapaha.
The young men are still asleep.
Viryame tapasa veda. Rasami tapasa puna. Vimani tapasa vishvam.
Yes, thank you very much. Because we have so much to cover, I will immediately go to the translation. Can someone 24? Yes. So it's a beautiful verse and purpose, a memorable purpose, actually. Here. At the beginning of the creation of all of this, the universe, Brahma found himself in utter darkness. He couldn't see anything. He only heard the sound of from an ocean, and the sound said, "Do austerity." So he started to sit straight and entered a long, long period of meditation. And at the end of it, the Lord appeared to him. This is all very, very deep subjects, you know. We also maybe find our life to be a little bit surrounded by uncertainties. And in order to move into a certain phase where we see our path, you will see what an important role austerities play in our life. We will read now the Lord's words to Brahma. Brahma, I create this cosmos by such penance. Penance is another word for austerity, no? I maintain it by the same energy, and I withdraw it all by the same energy. Therefore, the potential power is penance only. Purport. Let me just see who is translating that. Mataji. You're translating for one person in such a loud voice. You should go in the back, and your voice should move in this direction, not in my direction or the audience direction. No, don't translate this now, but do this, please. There are very nice chairs. I see two chairs in the corner. Yeah. But it's good that you translate, but your sound should not go into the audience. It should go in the ear of your person only and not in to us, no? Yes. Hare Krishna. So, is your attention with me?
Yes.
Are you ready to be shaken a little bit? Well, you can't say no, but you have no other choice. There will be one sentence which you will have to reflect on in your life if you want to find your authentic path. In executing penance, one must be determined to return home back to Godhead. And must decide to undergo all types of tribulations for that end. even for material prosperity, for name and fame, one has to undergo severe types of penance. Otherwise, no one can become an important figure in this material world. Why then are there severe types of penance for the perfection of devotional service? Why? An easygoing life and attainment of perfection and transcendental realization cannot go together. Let us hear this again and let it sink in a little bit deeper. It's almost a challenge to the modern Hare Krishna movement. An easygoing life and attainment of perfection and transcendental realization cannot go together. The Lord is more clever than any living entity. In other words, you can't cheat him. The Lord is more clever than any living entity. Therefore, he wants to see how painstaking the devotee is in devotional service. In other words, will he break under pressure or will he go through pressure? Through pressure with pleasure. The order is received from the Lord either directly or through the bona fide spiritual master. And to execute that order, however painstaking, is the severe type of penance. One who follows this principle rigidly is sure to achieve success in attaining the Lord's mercy. You please join me. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivesesha Sonyavari Paskatyare Satanine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Go Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. My dear devotees, no one of us in this world has seen anyone who has come to an exalted, or let us say a higher level of existence without some type of austerity. Prabhupada says even for material prosperity and fame there is so much austerity. We hear that the famous actors in Hollywood, they spend most of their time in a it's called a hangar, it's a something like a camper. They are walled in prison, and only when the light is right and when the sun is there and when all the elements are together, they are called out for 5 minutes to act something, then they go back and have to sit there all day and wait for the director to call them. Now again, you can come. So much austerity which people do to get money and so on. Also, to find your authentic path, you will have to require, you will have to do some austerity. My dear devotees, think about it. If you want to stay in material comfort, you will not see anything new. You will stay in your little, you will be the imaginary king of your little kingdom, which is so small, and so on. And you imagine this. So to leave your comfort zone and discover your real life, some tapasya, some austerity is required. Krishna calls it the potential power. The Sanskrit here is virya, the strength by which you move from A to B, that is your a life, ordinary life, where you just complain that the world has not recognized your glories, to the next level. The power, the strength is some tapasya. But, listen to this, but it must be for a higher person. Purpose. Not just meaningless. Okay, I go barefoot in the winter. I used to believe this. I went for 2 winters barefoot because I thought when I read this, okay, I can do austerity. I'm from North Germany, no problem. It must be for a purpose to reach a higher goal. It must be necessary, and it must be something you can sustain. I see often during our holy name retreats, devotees chant 64 rounds on one day, and the next day they don't chant any round because it's not sustainable. Therefore, Prabhupada said, start with 16 rounds. Or Bhaktivinoda Thakur goes even lower. He says, start with 4 rounds and sustain it, keep it, and then increase slowly 8, 12, 16, no? Because he knows austerity or the effort must be sustainable. What's the use of ganatarana, going up and down? My dear devotees, I want to read you a poem now. It was written by one of my stars. Her name is Anjese, oh my God, it's difficult for me to pronounce, Anjese Gongse Bojaksyu. I think you have never heard this name, no? And at the end of the poem, I will ask you, who do you think did this person become? Because she is so well known that every child knows her name. Now, she wrote this poem in the year 1928 when she was on the top of a boat, on board of a boat that left Europe. She looked back at her home country, or at Europe. She looked down, the ship parted the waves, and she looked forward to her authentic path. These are the words, they're very moving. Yeah, we will have a little, no, because she's from a different tradition. No, she wouldn't mind. People who are authentic are never small-minded. I've not seen an authentic small-minded person. Oops. Here we go. Ready?
Yes.
Farewell. Goodbye. I'm leaving my dear house and my beloved land. To steamy Bengal go I, to a distant shore far away. I'm leaving my old friends. I'm giving up my family and house. My heart draws me onward to serve my Christ. Goodbye, O Mother dear. May God be with all of you. A higher power compels me towards hot India. The ship moves slowly ahead, cleaving, means like parting, the ocean waves. As my eyes take one last look at Europe's dear shores, bravely standing on the deck, joyful and with a peaceful mind, Christ's happy little one, his new bride to be. In her hand, a cross of iron on which the Savior, this Jesus Christ, hangs, while her eager soul offers there its painful sacrifice. Oh God, accept this sacrifice. Help, please, thy creature to glorify thy name. In return, I only asked of thee one thing, O most kind Father of us all. Let me save at least one soul, one you already know, fine and pure, a summer dew, her soft, warm tears begin to flow, sealing and sanctifying now her painful sacrifice. She says, maybe no one will benefit, but save at least one person, the person you already know, the person who is writing this poem to you. Any idea who this might be? Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa, every one of you, even from Hindu backgrounds, Krishna consciousness is beyond all this. So famous. A little girl like this, thinking, my God, I'm following this call. I do not know what the future will hold for me. When she came to Calcutta, she started as a history and geography teacher in a Christian convent, you know, missionary thing. She became the head mistress, but then again she said, this is not my way. The Christianity is so lazy and so rich and so comfortable. What's about the real people who really need help? This is my way. And she left the convent to help the poor and then live amongst them. Her poem starts with farewell. It's not a cruel farewell, goodbye. It's a farewell which is by compassion. My dear devotees, I'm certainly no Mother Teresa. These are extraordinary people. But I just wanted to, and I don't know, maybe we have a few Mother Teresas here, but it's rare to meet. But this is not the point. The point is you will need to, you can't say I'm authentic in Maya, then I'm really authentic. When I look every day a new movie, then I'm really authentic. When I break into the sweet shop and steal sweets, then I'm really authentic. You must know there are two ways, two lives. The material life, which is lived in total forgetfulness of the soul and the Lord. And then there's the spiritual life. And that what brings you from A to B, from material to spiritual, where you can discover the authentic path of your true self. That is some austerity. There is a principle which is important to find your true path. It is called, what you practice now, you become later. Like I would like to give you an example which we are familiar with. When you do everyday exercises, push-ups, you will get stronger muscles. Or if you every day, like some of you, practice German language, any language, not German. Like, I just have some devotees of mine who practiced everyday German. After some time, you speak the new language. Do you know that I have no formal training in English language? I ran away from school when I was 16. Farewell. This is not my authentic path. All I learned, my English, which is not yet so good, I understand, but I can say everything I want to say in this language. I learned it by listening to lectures, and then I tried to speak a little, and now I can speak. I can also speak in another language. Ja uskricimo sa autum. I jump into the car. That was in the Serbian language. Something like this. I don't think it's very perfect, but I can say things like, I jump into the car. Now, you know. So yes, practice what you want to become now and do it in ways that are sustainable. It means that you can do every day and you will see a wonderful result in your life. There are some tips I want to give you if you want to stay the same. And there are also some tips which I wish to give you if you want to move ahead in your life. Are you with me? I must say, these tips I have taken from Ghanisyam Priya. I'm not the author of these tips. First, if you want to stay the same, assume that all your beliefs are right. Yeah, this is how it is. In other words, don't be open to new thoughts. If you move ahead, be curious to deepen or even reevaluate your beliefs. Makes sense, no? People who don't move forward, they always say, this is how it is. This is how it always was. This is how it always will be, and so on. But people who move forward, devotees, they're curious. They want to find out, is there more? Second point is very simple, staying in your comfort zone. And if you want to move forward, you should take on new challenges and adventures. Is it too much? Already some people say, I wanted a sweet lecture from the man who is as sweet as a sweet ball. I think they have to serve prasadam or do some. Next is, think you know enough. I think that's already covered. And the other is, accept you have to learn a lot. As a disciple, you will stagnate at the moment when you think, my guru has nothing new to tell to me, which many of you do, this have this idea. Except you still have to learn a lot. And then, if you want to stay the same, tell others with no desire to learn. This is a danger for people like me. I always say, do this, do that, think of this, do that. If I don't desire to learn, I will stagnate and stay the same. And the last, and what you can do to move forward, discuss different perspectives to expand your understanding of worldview. These are some tips. I think they make a lot of sense. And if you move on, I want to now see. I want to come to the end, really. I will go now a little freestyle. I will not go with the pictures. I will only need the picture of transformation at one stage. My dear devotees, the easiest way which I know of to start finding your new path is to create a new habit. I have done this every time I return from my pilgrimages. I have a new habit which I do every day. It's something very simple. I personally read one verse of a book that directs my attention to Vrindavan. It's from one of our acharyas, Prabodhananda Saraswati, and I read every day at least one verse, but because they are so nice, I end up reading 5 or even 10. Even today, I read. Because I know if you have a habit that you can sustain and which you do no matter what, then something new will evolve in the life. And since I'm convinced personally from the Parama Samhita that actions start in the mind, so I am programming my mind now to be more aware of Vrindavan and Krishna. It's something I can do every day, but there are times where I have to remember the verse which we have read, an easygoing life and attainment of perfection cannot go together. There are times that are so busy for me, or there are times when I feel so tired and so overwhelmed with life that I don't at this moment want to maintain my habit to go. And then comes the austerity. Okay, no matter what, I will do this. This is the idea of initiation, my dear lazy Hare Krishnas. You are developing the habit to chant Govinda Nam, you know, the name of the Lord whom you want to develop love of. And you are doing this, you're giving a promise, and then you keep that promise and maintain it through whatever comes. And then you change, my dear devotees. Then you become actually a spiritual person. Then you are no longer in your mind all the time and shaken by happiness and distress. You're not interested in and controversial discussions and so on. And you are actually thinking, I want Krishna. But if you break your promises, and if you, because it's too difficult at times, then something breaks in your heart that you need to find your authentic path, that is some dhriti or determination. I would like to end by giving you an example from the Bhagavatam. Who knows the story of Dhruva? Oh, good. But half of it, half of you don't know. Who does not know the story of Dhruva? Only one person. Yes, you are not participating in the lecture, my dear devotees. How is it? I asked, who knows the story of Dhruva? Then you went, half of you had their arms down. Then I asked to check if you are authentic. who does not know? And only three. Oh, you are what you are. Nice devotees. Nice devotees. Yes. So listen up now. I'm sorry, this is the intense lecture. Tomorrow is the wonderful easy lecture. In the Bhagavatam, there is a story which highlights the determination, the need of determination. It is a story which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would read again and again. He would not read, he would have someone read it to him from the Bhagavatam. When the person, Gadadhar Pandit, had come to the end, Mahaprabhu would say it again. It brings out the journey of determination in a very nice way. There was a king. His name is Uttanapada. Uttanapada means his feet are up. Uttana, up. Pada means feet. What could that mean? Yeah, someone said that he's every one of us, because we all had our feet up and our head down when we became a jantu. Jantu means someone who's born. Do you know? The children, the head comes out. What is? Everything is all right. Head comes first. Feet are up. Uttanapada. He had two wives. One wife's name was Suruchi, which means pleasure. And the second wife was Suniti. Her name means wisdom. Suniti, so beautiful, beautiful niti, wisdom. No? From both of these two wives, he had one boy. The person he conceived with wild pleasure, Suruchi, you know, really, really pleasure, was Uttama, which means sense enjoyment in this. And the person he conceived with his wife called beautiful wisdom, Suniti, was Dhruva, determination. This, on a deeper level, the Bhagavatam teaches us, if you, who are also a living being, are teaming up with quick pleasure, Suruchi, you will have sense gratification as the result. But if you, the Uttanapada, the living being, team up with wisdom, you will get determination, which is necessary to bring you to your spiritual path when you will be tempted here. Dhruva, the determined boy, wanted to find God. And he was tempted by the animals, by the devatas, everyone came to discourage him on his path when he did his strong chanting of Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. But because he was born from wisdom, he could maintain his story, his path. And at the end of it, the Lord did appear before him. Have you ever heard the Dhruva story being told like this? Maybe some of you, but it is a story. We are looking here at the names. Why do you think are these names used in the Bhagavatam? They have a meaning for us. I want to now encourage you. Our video first. I want to show you a picture which has been my motivation in life. It's about a caterpillar who became a butterfly. Just when the caterpillar thought the world was over, that was when it went into this cocoon, you know. Cocoon is the second picture, do you see, before the butterfly? Just when the caterpillar thought the world was over, he became a butterfly. Yes, going into doing some austerity to find your spiritual life, we are not talking about material life here, will sometimes bring you into what is called a situation where you will need to follow wisdom and not suruchi, the idea of quick pleasure. But that is when you make all your advancement towards the higher goal in life. Hare Krishna. So I am finished. Are you with me? Was this too heavy? Do you see that it is necessary?
Yes.
We need to move forward. But let us not pick unsustainable things that we cannot do. Let us not pick things that have no are not connected to our higher purpose in life, our spiritual purpose in life. Some of us might be able to do our little bit when we sit for 6 hours and support a kirtan. This is not easy, to sit for 6 or 8 hours. Others might be able to do 2 Govardhan Parikrama barefoot. Yes, there are such people amongst us. Others might be able to do regular book distribution and preach. Yet others might be able to say, okay, for 1 month I just don't drink coffee. It's not good for health. I'm talking very realistically. I want to address all of you who are sitting here. No? Others may say, okay, I reduce my film looking and I take this time to read in the sacred scriptures. It's something which is highly individual. Therefore, amongst us is a devotee who has done exceptional research in the field of development, developing our personality. And she said to me, she has her own channel, which is very, very good content, the Mangala channel. She said to me, I am very curious what you will say now, because you're talking about subjects, she didn't say, but these are subjects which everyone thinks about. And I said, I can only hope to give some impulses, some things which I'm throwing into the audience, and I hope that my audience will listen and see where they can do something. My dear devotees, this lecture series is not theoretical. There is a saying, I hear and I forget. This is what most of us, I have forgotten most of the lectures which I heard. I hear and I forget. The second is, I see and I remember. I hope you will remember this, you know. But then third level is, I do and I understand. So finding your path is not a theoretical exercise. You will need a few practices, a few tools. First, the right activities that what you practice now, that is what you become. And you will also need to know a little bit about dritta, dhriti is the Sanskrit word, or determination. And if you wish to read this amazing purport, which is one of, I mean, Keshava Maharaj says it's one of his all-time favorite, and I think I also, when I read it the first time in my life, some of you were not born at that time. It was easily 8 years back, you know. Then I thought, wow. And I remembered this throughout my life in Krishna consciousness. And but I have forgotten where I can find it. But then I did a Bhagavatam study and found it. So please, if you want to read it in your own time, I highly recommend it. You can read it sentence by sentence and think about it. Sentence by sentence. It's in Srimad Bhagavatam 2, that means second canto, 9:24. Can we repeat? Where is it? 2:9:24. Acha. There you can read it, and it can make you very, it makes you determined. It does something. This Prabhupada has written this in a very inspiring way. Good. I want to end here. Can I please ask for any questions which are there? Do you understand? You must do it to understand this fully. No, not, it's not theory. Yes, I see Gauri's hand is there, and I saw, yes. Do I see properly, because this is for the Gauri, your name is Gauri, because this is for a short, for this type of reading. Yes, ask your question, please.
The question is, how do I find the right balance between determination and, yes, I do something, I do more than normally, but not do too much and torture?
You have to see or look for a practice that is sustainable. Sustainable heißt, die du beibehalten kannst. A practice that is immediately makes sense to you, not something that you think, okay, someone said it and doesn't resonate. And it has to be a practice that is related to Krishna. You know, we are devotees, we can talk about Krishna directly. Then you can do it. A sustainable practice. I would like to give you, all of you, an example. Every year, 1 month comes. It's a Vedic month. Where I change gears. I don't continue what I do all the rest of the year, but I go away from the world and do eat very little. I don't eat sweets, and I try to get up very early, and I'm chanting many extra rounds. So over the years, I found something out. I made an experience in Tapovan. Tapovan. Is it Tapovan?
Yeah.
No, but it's a place in Braj where there is a little pond, very deep, with ice cold water. And there you find the Himalayas in Braj. That means you find beautiful deities of Nara, Narayan, Rishi, and also one of Udava. And it's really a remote place, really remote. And I was young and foolish and very motivated to do to go to the next level. I wanted to do it on my own, so I went into the nature. I still remember there were, I saw two cobras on my path, but no problem. I was going the path of Dhruva Maharaj, and I found a place in the forest, very lonely. Then I dug a little cave there. I mean, it was a little, you always need in Braj shade. When you cannot maintain anything without shadow, no spur to practice for long. So I made some shade arrangement, and then I chanted. I remember I chanted 128 rounds that day. And I came back at it was Ekadasi at 9 o'clock in the night to where I stayed. And I remember when I came back, I just needed to do a little gentleman toilet, little small toilet. I went into the bushes and I saw a wild cat looking at me. Okay, I do it somewhere else. I understand here's your private ship. And the next day, my dear devotees, I was so exhausted from staying out all day, and I was so finished from not eating and so on. I could only chant relatively small amount. And I understood something. A spiritual practice that is not sustainable is not good for you. It makes your heart very hard, and it is not, it's not the bhakti idea where you know I give my best to please Krishna. No? So don't do these strong practices. And perhaps because you come from the yoga background, you are inclined towards austerities and so on. And I can imagine you can overdo it. So you need to look for a sustainable practice. Very important. It's not good. You have no benefit in just going turbo for one day and then no benefit. Maybe you think I am a very austere, elevated person, but no person of wisdom will think that. Good. Anyone else? I saw one. Good. I see you are, and it's also time, I think. I'm not sure, you are so silent. Is this?
There's a lot to digest.
Digest.
Lots of digesting.
I hope you will do it. In other words, think about this, yes? My dear devotees, why have I given this lecture? please understand where I'm coming from. I'm not anyone who knows me knows I like to live my life with devotion and with joy. I usually laugh and dance and so on. I think this we need to pay attention to as we go into the next time. The times which are in front of us are not easy. They will not be easy. You see already the world is getting prepared. There are many fires burning in the world at the moment. This crisis, that crisis. I don't need to remind you. You are much better in international news than me. And so on. And also our movement will go through tests and trials, because we are entering the valley of tears. More and more devotees who learn from Prabhupada directly as his disciples will die within the next 10 years. You will see. You will see. You will cry. And so on. And they will... The big talk amongst us now is losing mental strength, because a few of my god brothers are suffering from this. They can't remember things. They are not in their normal thing because they have done so much austerity. Let us all be merciful towards these devotees who have given so much. One of my god brothers, a GBC member, says, Maharaj, I can remember three words. This is enough. I said, what three words? Hare, Krishna, and Rama. The rest I can't remember. I can't give a lecture. My mind goes, doop. Yes. So we will see changes. We will see changes. And therefore, it's so important that each one of us comes out of a life less satisfactory, because we mix too much matter in our spiritual life and so on, and therefore stagnate, and we need to move forward. So please think about this. This was the place from where I'm coming. It's for your good, my dear devotees. I'm not known as a cruel person who says things strongly or fanatically or so on. That is not my reputation. I have another reputation, which is different, you know. So good. Fine. So I think I'll end here. Gaurahari, you have a question. We will talk personally after when this at the end. You know, and because then I can also talk more privately, and then you will have the pleasure of fastening your seatbelt when you listen. Hare Krishna. Good. So, thank you all very much, and Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.